Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet in Tours.
I came here to study.
To work. To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
Esto es Con los Pies en Dos Mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet in Two Worlds.
Of all the foods New York is known for, African cuisine isn't usually at the top of the list. But as more Africans settle in the city, great African food is becoming available. You just need someone to help you find it. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. On this Food in Two Worlds podcast, we take you to a 24-hour restaurant in Brooklyn's Bedford-Stuyvesant neighborhood, where the area's large Senegalese, Malian, and Ghanaian populations go for an inexpensive taste of home. Joining me in the studio is Feet in Two Worlds editor Aaron Leaf. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Aaron, you are something of an African food fanatic. And you recently met someone who was able to assist you in your quest for great African dishes.
Yeah, that's right. His name is Boima Tucker, who's better known to his fans as Chief Boima. He's a DJ who mixes West African music with contemporary electronic beats, creating a really popular hybrid that he brings to local nightclubs and internationally. He's a Bed-Stuy resident, and he is also a huge fan of African food.
I'm Sierra Leonean, but I was born here and raised here, and so for me, the connection to home was through music and food. I don't really speak Creole that well, so like growing up, it was always like that was the thing, the things that most, and dress and like clothes were the things that most identified, you know, with Sierra Leone. So
before we get to the story of how you met Chief Boima, I want to know how you became interested in African food.
In 2009, I moved to Zambia for work. And while I was there, I was able to travel all over Southern Africa. And what I found was this really incredible diversity of food, from the Swahili curries of Tanzania to the Portuguese-style roast octopus in Mozambique, to South Africa. And in 2011, when I moved to Liberia, I found West African food, which was completely different from anything I'd had before.
And then you came to New York in 2012, and I assume you were looking out for African food in the city.
I was. One of my first finds was when I moved into Harlem, I found that there was great Senegalese food there. And then now that I'm in Brooklyn, again, I'm finding African restaurants all over the place.
Now, how did you run into Chief Boima?
Well, I follow Chief Boima on Twitter. I'm a fan of his music. And a few months ago, he tweeted that he was having late night acheke in Brooklyn.
What's acheke?
Acheke is roasted cassava, grated and served with meat or fish or like a vegetable salad, usually with a hot pepper sauce. The first time I had it was on the Liberia-Ivory Coast border, where it was being sold on the side of the road by a refugee woman. I'll let Boima tell us more about acheke.
The first time I ever had acheke was in Liberia, where I was told it's Ivorian food. There's this one spot that's like the most popular, that people wait in line. And it's like you get the spicy fish. I remember just having this fond memory of getting a big plate with friends and eating some spicy fish with acheke.
So you and Boima have similar memories of your first acheke.
Yeah, we actually have a lot in common, I found out.
And when you saw Boima's tweet that he was having acheke in Brooklyn, what happened next?
I responded to Boima's tweet, asking him where it was. And turns out it's a place called African Cuisine Restaurant, and it was right near my house. And so next thing I knew, we were meeting there late at night.
We are at a corner of Franklin and Fulton in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, at African Cuisine, African and American Food, which is the best restaurant in Brooklyn. I'll go on record to say that.
That's quite a recommendation.
It sure is. So Boyma is Sierra Leonean by heritage and grew up eating many of the dishes served at African Cuisine Restaurant. And he's in his professional life, he's a real West Africa enthusiast, having worked both in international development and DJing around the region, including Senegal, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. He actually told me that he moved to Bed-Stuy so he could be nearer this restaurant.
Okay, this place sounds amazing. What's it like?
So you walk in and there's steam tables on the right side and maybe 15, 20 different dishes, meat, vegetables, starch.
And is it kind of a pan-African buffet?
Pan-West African. So they have food from Senegal, Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone. And what you do is you get a styrofoam container and load up on whatever you want, and then the attendant weighs it, and then you can get West African drinks like ginger juice. Many of the people there are cab drivers or security guards, and it goes 24 hours.
And what are some of your favorite dishes that you get at this restaurant?
My favorite dish from living in Liberia was called potato greens, and it's a sauce made from the leaves of the sweet potato, and it's stewed with both fish and meat, and you eat it typically with white rice.
The leaves of the sweet potato.
That's right. The leaves of the sweet potato, when cooked down, form a sort of thick, viscous consistency and have a really nice, rich flavor.
Now, there's a dish called jollof rice. What is that?
That's probably the most famous dish from West Africa, and it's eaten especially in Senegal and in Nigeria. It's meat cooked slowly in the rice, so all with different spices, so that the rice takes on the flavor of the meat or the fish.
Are there a lot of African restaurants in the neighborhood, or is this place pretty unique?
That stretch of Fulton is home to at least half a dozen other African restaurants, many of them offering similar food. It's a real reflection of the growth of the African immigrant population in Brooklyn over the last decade.
Yeah, tell me about that.
According to the census, from 2001 to 2007, the population of African immigrants doubled in Brooklyn and has held steady since. So right now, there's about 63,000 people who are African, sub-Saharan African born in Brooklyn today.
Does the neighborhood feel very African?
It does. It's sort of a pan-Muslim neighborhood. The center of the community is the Al-Taqwa Mosque. If you stay in the neighborhood long enough, you'll eventually hear the call to prayer. I can even hear the call to prayer from my balcony in Crown Heights.
And here's Boyma talking about that.
That mosque has been really integral in this neighborhood to like change the neighborhood. The first kind of like institution to come in and intentionally clean up the drug areas that were on Fulton Street. Since then, it's really become a Muslim neighborhood, this area. And it's like pan-Muslim, like you have Egyptians, you have Yemeni, you have West Africans, you know, you have African Americans. Everybody's congregates around this area.
So let's go back to the restaurant now. In addition to Boyma, did you talk to any of the other people who were eating there?
Yeah, we met a man named Aziz, who is a Senegalese immigrant who works in Manhattan as a cook in a French restaurant. Despite living uptown in Harlem, he comes down to the restaurant every Sunday to socialize, watch some soccer, and of course, eat his favorite dishes.
It was my favorite place, and I come here every Sunday when I take my day off and eat whatever I want. African, Guinea, Senegal, all the food.
Aziz tells me that at work he'll eat filet mignon and potatoes gratin, but that if he doesn't get his daily meal of African food, he's not going to feel full and that he wouldn't be able to work. His favorite dish is cheboudin, which is fish cooked with rice. It's similar to jollof rice, but very specific to his region of Senegal. I asked him what a person who had never had Senegalese food before should eat.
You gotta take dibi. Dibi is made the lamb with the onion mixed together and grill. It's going in everything. You can have that with the couscous. You can have that with the rice. And you can have that everything you want. It's and like the fish and fish too is good. You eat that with the sauté onion, with the spaghetti, whatever, and salad. Salad is better with tomato. It's better with fish.
Aaron, Aziz's description leads to a practical question. If someone is unfamiliar with African cuisine and unfamiliar with the neighborhood but wants to start exploring, where should they start?
I'd get off the train at Fulton and Franklin. The sea goes right there, and you'll find a huge array of restaurants, many African restaurants. If you go east, it becomes more of a Caribbean neighborhood along Nostrand. And if you go west into Clinton Hill, Fort Greene, you'll find a really excellent restaurant called Buka that serves Nigerian specialties like fufu and goat
soup. Which is
soup.
What? What's fufu?
Fufu, like acheke, is made from cassava, but instead of being grilled, it's pounded into a flour and eaten sort of like grits, but with your hands.
And if you want to get really adventurous and try to cook some African dishes on your own, are there places where you can get ingredients?
Yeah, groceries in the area will have a mix of African and West Indian ingredients. And you'll also find halal butcher shops and seafood places as well.
Aaron, thank you so much for taking us on a tour of Bedford-Stuyvesant's growing African food scene.
Thanks.
Aaron Leaf is Feet Into Worlds editor. The Feet Into Worlds podcast is produced by Jocelyn Gonzalez. Our engineer is Chad Bernhardt at the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. I'm John Rudolph. Thanks for listening.
Feet Into Worlds is supported by the David and Catherine Moore Family Foundation, the Ralph E. Ogden Foundation, and listeners and readers like you. Join our growing group of supporters. Go to our website, fi2w.org, and click on the support tab in the upper right-hand corner. This program was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV. Feet Into Worlds, supporting immigrant journalists and bringing their stories to the rest of America. We're a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.